there's a lot of inter-agency work starting to happen, engaging with addiction services, engaging with other organisations that work with families and individuals throughout the county. And we need to realise that homelessness can be avoided, it can be prevented. These are economic and political decisions that are being taken in Leinster House, the Chathwain and Mullyclea, and certainly not in the interest of the working class when you consider the high number of homelessness, no matter who the individual is and no matter what background. And the figures that we see now are in the thousands and thousands and double digits and triple digits and four digits, and it's nearly becoming normalised now to have high number of children, women and men who are homeless when there's no need at all for homelessness. But again, it's an engineered crisis to look after the portfolios of big multinational companies and very wealthy landlords.
And again, those homelessness figures don't, there's like this, they call it the so-called hidden homeless. It doesn't account for people who have had to move back home or maybe sleeping on a sofa. That type of situation is not in them figures.
Yeah, we're seeing, and not just I, but other councillors will be seeing the reality of that there's so many people couch surfing, there's so many people living in accommodation that isn't theirs. They don't have a place, what they call their own home. And look, we knew this was coming. The very fact that we as a council were being directed by the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government not to build homes for many, many, many years, and only now, because they've been forced to start building homes. And yes, we are starting to build homes.